All right, go ahead, Chela, and tell me your story here.
Once there was a little boy and he was going to get some milk. And the judge said, we don't have any milk, but do you think you could take some cookies? That's all we have. And oranges? Oh, sure, I'll take some. I think I have some milk at home already. Oh no, they all fell down. I think I better take them all. Do you think so? I don't think so. Other people might want some.
All right, go ahead, Chela. Tell me your story here.
Once there was a little baby kangaroo, and she was building a sandcastle of a castle. And then a bunny came along and said, "Can I help?" "Sure." "What are you doing? You're pouring all this sand over the sandcastle. That's not helping. That's wrecking it." "Ah! I'm sorry. It's gone." "Well, goodbye."
Okay. Go ahead, Chela. Tell me your story here.
Once there was two bunnies, and they weren't just bunnies. They don't just hop. They were the kinds that walk and have picnics. And it was the bunnies' picnic today. "I think I will take all this food, and you can just have a basket." "Hey, where did all the food go? I'm supposed to have some too." "Sorry, I ate it all. That's why I'm called Munchy." Then came Rabbit's mother. And then Rabbit ran over to Rabbit's mother. "Rabbit's mother, Rabbit's mother, Rabbit ate all my food that I brought for the picnic, and he didn't save anything but the basket." "Well, let's go see." "Come on, come on, come on, hurry up, hurry up." "Now don't you do that again. Let's go home." "Ha! That's over. I guess he leaves some crumbs for me."
All right. Go ahead, Chela. Tell me your story here.
Once there was a little kangaroo with a wagon and a balloon tied on the wheel. And then her friend came along. "Hey, do you think you could hop in and I'll pull you?" "Sure." "Oh, maybe we'll just walk and we'll both push it."
Yeah.
the judge said only one dog. I'm sorry, but I can't give all these balloons to you. You'll float away. You're too little to hold them. You'll float away, but not me, because I'm big. Maybe I said the wrong thing. Mommy, 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 mommy. You know what? The balloon man won't let me have any balloons at all. Oh, my, my, my. And you know what? I popped her balloon. Two balloons. Two pennies, please. There you go, you guys. But don't put your teeth on them, bunny.
And? Okay, go ahead and tell me this one.
Once there was a little elephant who was practicing to blow up three nuts at a time. But then the one sunk, and then she had a big bump in her nose. Oh no, what are you doing? I can't eat that. There's poison in the water. Oh, I'm so wet. Thanks for the ball anyways. I'll have it now. Let's play pass over there.
And go ahead, Sheila, and tell me your story here.
One day, little elephant and little giraffe said, "Look, there's water. There's a diving board. Let's go jump off of it." "I'll go first. Hold my towel." "Ah! I'm tripping. I'll help you." Splash! With the towel went in the water. "Oh no, look what you did. Her dad came along, and little giraffe told little elephant's dad all about it, and little elephant went home. Now let's put a little band-aid on it. Now just sit here and rest. Now don't run next time."
You go ahead and tell me your last story here, Sheila. Okay.
Then she said, "Today my owl is all better. How about we play pass with your nose? You can be the bat, and I'll be the ball. We'll all throw the ball." Oops, I think the ball sunk. "What did you do to my ball?" not to play by the swimming pool unless you're in the swimming pool. I'm sorry, Daddy. We just were playing pass over there, but it hit so far.
I guess I can get it.
Well, I think that your ball is drowned. Then her mother came along and said, "Here's something you could use." And she fished it out. And then she gave it back. Then he hugged it so much, and he hugged her, and he hugged little elephant too to have her cell phone and call her mother and father. The end.